The Mishnah says that according to Yehuda, Tam is chayiv if he watched it properly, and Muad is potter. And we would have thought it should be just the opposite. And the Shita Mugaretzes brings in the name of the Meiri, who says Hatam hol v'kol yeshlo al habrios ruyos lishamer. In other words, that the nizak has to guard himself more with a shomur because he has a reputation of being nogeach, and therefore the muad in that sense is we're more lenient because the nizak should be more on guard as relates to guarding himself. And that offhand is against what Tosis says on Daf Chav Gimel. Tosis says, "The Yosi Yesla Adam Lizor Atzmo Shelo Yazik Acherim Mishelo Yuzak." So, according to Tosis, you can't give that the reason to me. You have to say it's just Gzeiras HaKosher. And the Mishnah also tells us the controversy that a muad, according to Belozer, ain lo shmira ela besakin, ela sakin. So Tosis on Daf Mem Vav Adan, according to Belozer, if he didn't kill the shore, you know, with the sakin, is he chayiv to pay? Or they're just over on the east of Tosim Dumba Vesecha, but they're potter from paying. And it's Mestaba that the Loch of Lo Yishmeren or Lo Yishmebalov is Chal as relates to all Niski Momin. But the Lav of Lo Sosim Dumba Vesecha only relates when when somebody's life, you're endangering other people's lives. And the Rush in the first Perek says he has a suffix. Whether we put a person in chayim, we mishamit them for shor hamuad that's muad to be mazik behema, or not, since if he's mazik, he pays nezek sholem in haliyah. So it's mashma that the isur lo sosim domim is only chal as relates. It only relates to a shore that puts a person that can be put people in danger. But if it's just Niske Momin, the lav doesn't apply. And but the Gemara on Daf Tesvav, what has the case of a kalba to ochel imre vavave, which is unusual to eat these big sheep, so. The lav of lo sosim dame vesecha, because it's more unusual even in general than the hezek of Karen, and therefore since he's so aggressive that he could therefore also start up with people, and therefore lo sosim dame vesecha would apply, and according to the second opinion in Tosis, the Belozer is not Mechayev Mammon, only that you're over on the Issa. So apparently the Belozer distinguishes between to the Issa of Lo Yishmerenu to the Issa of Lo Sosim Dambe Vesecha. That the Lav of Lo Yishmerenu obligates a person's Mechayev in Mishmira, and therefore if the Bailim were Mechayev, the Echi of Shmira, so they're completely exempt. They didn't violate the Issa of Lo Yishmerenu. However, the Belozer holds that the Bailim will at least be over in the Issa of Lo Sosim Dumba Vesecha, because since the shore is in their Veshus, it's Chal the Issa of Lo Sosim, even in a case when the Bailim were Shomer, a complete Shmira, and they're Anusim.